Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It's Doc Rob Photostop, show 1 of 4 before July 1st. Again, that's show 1 before July 1st. Show 1 of 4 before July 1st. That's right. We're playing around with Doc Rob Photostop, a.k.a. Zach, here in capital city of Tallahassee, FLA, USA, coming to you from this 6:30 a.m. Eastern time, early morning, to let you know that, yeah, after, if anybody heard last week's show, kind of, or not last week's, but about a month ago, I did kind of an impromptu show, and basically just wondering, do we do Blog Talk Radio? And we've decided to go ahead and keep doing it just for a little bit longer, at least till the summer, and then we'll reassess for the second half of this year. But the good thing about Blog Talk Radio, it's a archive, so all the old shows I've done are still out there, so it's pretty neat little time capsule. If you ever want to call in, or at least for this show, you do have a guest call-in number of 516-531-9521. Again, that's 516-531-9521. And so you can call in, you can participate, and we will talk about a little bit of everything today. And did want to touch on, you know, in a few minutes I'll talk, I guess the main monologue will be about the something I've kind of observed in television and whatnot. I'm house sitting, so I'm able to access TV, which I don't really watch much TV anymore. We've got a little Roku streaming box, so you catch shows you're interested in, or, you know, the Roku, you know, has so many different little channels on it, and you really aren't hurting for content. But in terms of traditional cable, over-the-air television, I haven't hooked up the rabbit ears at the new house. I do plan on doing that at some point, just to, you know, have access if I ever do want to see a sporting event or a news, you know, breaking news or something. And you don't have access to the internet, the over-the-air still works fine. But the Blog Talk Radio, of course, is the internet. So you have to have the internet to get there, and or a phone. So I call in. But it's a neat hobby. Whether I'm going to keep doing it, do I have that much more to say in terms of making a 15 or 30 minute consistent show, you know. But for our upcoming shows, we've got one on the 20th scheduled in May, and then we'll do two in June, probably around the first weekend and maybe the third weekend. And then we'll, like I said, we'll reassess in July. Any kind of big news that's happened in the last month? Of course, we're within a drought, which we haven't had a drought like this in a couple of years. We've had a few dry spells, but this one's going to be a pretty big one. Where they're not in our area, at least, they're not anticipating much rain until the fall, early winter. So we're kind of in a bad time, especially for wildfires and stuff like that. And crops and everything else are going to be hurting. My wife's got her gardens, and they're all desperate for doing the water. You know, you can tell I just looked at the screen because. Totally. Again, that's what's so great about Blog Talk Radio. It helps you with your talking skills and talking and having bubble gum and walking at the same time. But we are here. It is 6:30 in the morning, and I do need to sip on the coffee a little bit. But let's go and get right into it, because, you know, this is a 30-minute show, but they will go by faster than I'm giving it credit for. So thinking about what I've seen on TV versus what people had 30 or 40 years ago, let's say. And my, I guess, take on the whole thing is it's fear-based. You know, you're scared of, there's that sense of wonder or possibility or discovery doesn't seem to be there. You know, there has to be a big bad in every movie, and, you know, you run around for three quarters of the movie trying to, you know, dodge them from overpowering you. Ultimately, you overpower him at the end, and I'm thinking, you know, and you have to have a superpower, super toy, or you know, super something. You know, I'm thinking that, you know, yeah, you've always had superhero movies, but they're more so now than I think. And so the heroes aren't necessarily, you know, real, attainable, you know, people you can really look up to. You know, without their toy or gadget, they're just, you know, average Joe that couldn't do anything. And it got me to thinking, so if I'm seeing all this and, you know, we fear everything, you know, is that why we have, I mean, yes, there's a cost involved in going back to the moon, but is that why we don't go back to the moon? Because people genuinely fear the aliens, or genuinely fear the what they don't know and can't see, and you know, they tend to not want to go out and do something, do those colonization to space or such like that. I've always thought that, you know, by this time, by 2017, 2018 time frame, we should have been somewhere, the moon or Mars or more space station, something. They're trying to take advantage of what's there. And I'm not saying people don't still think about it and dream it and plan it, but it's more on that profit-driven realm versus we need to do this because it's there type, you know, pushing humanity out of its comfort zone. So we tend to, and is it because of fear? You know, do we not go to church anymore because of the fear, fear of it all, not knowing, not being able to control something? You know, do we not pass budgets in the national and state realistic budgets because there's a fear? You don't want to deal with the big issues or talk about them. But that's why we're here. That's why we're here at Blog Talk Radio, to talk about it. We're letting you speak your mind. It is a neat platform for that, and that's why I've done it as long as I have. And yeah, I was looking back at the old shows, and it's you know, when I first started out, you fear what you're going to sound like or who you're going to offend. And, you know, of course, you do more of these shows and you kind of get past that. But, you know, you just want to put something out there in the old time capsule. If you ever want to participate, at least for this show, your call-in number is 516-531-9521. Again, that's 516-531-9521. You're listening to Doc Rob Photo Stop on an early Sunday morning in May. Kentucky Derby was yesterday. One of my horse picks actually won, which was pretty cool. Almost Dreaming, or some kind of Dreaming in the name. I can't remember the name of the horse. I don't follow horse racing, nor do I bet. I buy the occasional lottery ticket, but yeah, gambling and horses and boxing and stuff, why they're nostalgic, and, you know, I'll watch a Kentucky Derby or something like that, or the occasional classic boxing, not that MMA stuff, you know, the Ultimate Fighting kind of stuff I stay away from, but just plain boxing's, you know, classic, I think. You know, I think horse racing and boxing are probably the two older sports that people are still doing, or kind of doing. Like I said, there's not a lot of tracks left anymore for horse racing. But, yeah, so there you go. how we got on that topic, but that's what we do. We go the long way around. We'll start talking and see where it takes us. And hopefully we get back to where we started. But where are we going to start? Where are we going to get back to? So come July 1st, what happens? And, you know, that's the part I don't know. You know, do you keep participating like you've been doing? You keep certain hobbies, or do you try something new? Try new hobbies. One hobby I'm going to take up is I'm going to get a canoe this year. I've been putting it off, and now it's time. I've got to get access to rivers, lake streams, and coastal areas with a classic canoe. Something I've always wanted, and it's something that when I've had access to them, I've always enjoyed. I think it'll be a good hobby, a good exercise. Just lugging the thing around, you know, is a good little workout, especially if it's a fairly heavy boat. So anyway, we'll get there. We're going there. It's not just a matter of dreaming about it. You got to do it. And hopefully the boat will last a while. If not, be one of the last boats I ever buy, unless you buy a bigger boat or something. I've always kind of liked the idea of a pontoon boat because you can put a tent up on it, fairly flat, stable surface, and just enjoy camping out on the water when the mosquitoes aren't too terrible. Houseboats are neat and impressive, but the cost of a houseboat is prohibitive. I wouldn't even think about something like that if unless you rent it or something, but I wouldn't even think about owning one unless you planned on, you know, living on it. You know, had a job that required you to be on the water all the time. So back to what we were talking about earlier, the whole fear thing. Do we fear too much? Is that why we're not able to do much new? So we're turning in or improving the stuff we have. You know, the cars have gotten better. Houses, for the most part, have gotten better. Efficiency's up. You know, people are more productive at work. Even though we're still at that 20%, 60% participation rate in labor, which is, I don't know, could you get to 80-90% again? Has there ever been a time where more people were working than not? Which I guess 60%. Excuse me, caught me on. That's what happens. You do shows at 6:30 in the morning on a weekend. I mean, normally I wake up early, but this one I ended up sleeping in a little bit. Stayed up later than I usually do, kind of flipping channels and thinking about that topic. You know, as I'm watching the different stuff I'm watching, there's a fear-based. And you can see it with the old Star Trek shows. They have a certain feel, I guess a hopefulness, if that's a way to put it. And then as the series progresses, it does kind of turn inward and it's a little darker. It's a little like, is that what we're doing? Look at how the world was at the turn of the last century, the middle of last century, you know, and now in terms of, you know, if you travel around and see different destinations, you know, the crime, the deterioration of infrastructure. We're building new things and stuff like that, but they're not necessarily built to last or long-term, places to hold on to. So what we do have that's a little more of the public domain is just not holding up. It's not being maintained like it maybe used to be. Those skill sets going away that can that can push forward. And those are scary places because you end up just knocking it down and putting something new up. Again, is that all that kind of fear stuff? I don't know. But that's what we're trying to figure out on this show. Show one before July 1st or show one of four before July 1st? Right now we've scheduled two of the four and plan on scheduling two more in June. So we're already in May. So this year is ticking by quickly. After that, who knows where Doc Rob Photo Stop will go. Will I stop the shows? Stop the blogs, or keep kind of doing them. And I got a feeling I'm going to keep doing them because they're a fun outlet, fun hobby. They don't cost a lot of money. You do invest a little time, a little research. Of course, what this show, I didn't invest too much time other than flipping channels and just kind of having that thought as fear has kind of replaced you know, those grand ideas. We don't want to go to the moon anymore because we're scared of the alien, you know. It's always an alien movie every few years coming out scaring people. It's kind of like Jaws, you know, scared people to go in the water at the beach. Did Alien scare us from pushing out into space and farther away from Earth? Why aren't we going out? It would just be another place to explore, another place to live, another place to work. And with 40% underrepresented in the workforce, you would think you'd want places for people to work. So, anyway, just a thought, just an idea. And if you have any thoughts, ideas, your call-in number today for this show is 516-531-9521. You're listening to Doc Rob Photo Stop here at the wonderful Blog Talk Radio, a place for free speech. Well, it's a free show for me, but freedom of speech is recommended and enjoyed. And this is a neat platform. I've always wondered these kind of things. I mean, of course, it could disappear tomorrow, their server, and they shut down and everything is lost. But, you know, it's 5 years on. I've been on this platform. No, 7 years. If you think about it, when I started, it took a little time off. I didn't do any shows from 14 on, but until recently when I started doing it again. But I started this one in 2010, and, you know, it's so for the archive to still be out there, you know, 7 years on, digitized, I think that's a pretty neat thing. You know, I guess I kind of took for granted it would be out there, and that's the thing with the internet. It is becoming more part of our everyday that we are starting to take for granted, you know, so, which is, you know, it's inevitable. I mean, it's going to happen. The more you have something around, you know, you really don't know it's there until it's not there. And then I guess you appreciate it a little more. So, but I'm grateful. I'm glad it's here. I'm glad it's now. So we'll get back just a few more thoughts on the fear thing. Is it driving the culture, and can you do much if you're in that constant fear state? Because politicians kind of feed off of it. There's I've always said if people get out of, you know, break away from the two parties and do third party, let's say, that they'd have a clear, concise message on, here are the problems, here are the solutions, let's do it. I think people would be really receptive to that message. And but I don't know if that's coming. You know, it's a fear. You know, you're scared to break away from the two parties. They've been around forever. Why? How can we possibly live without them? Well, there's been different versions of these parties for 200 years. Why are you so invested in these two? You know, why can't two of the new ones coming out replace these? Especially if there's such a stalemate. But, you know, people, you know, make profit off of these stalemates in politics and in Washington and different places and state capitals. People will make money off of Puerto Rico declaring bankruptcy. You know, the lawyers and the different bankers and people. And a lot of people suffer at the same time. So there's more of that coming. That's something that's been in the recent news. It's been ongoing the last few years. Nobody could really solve the solution or find a solution, solve the problem. And ultimately, there you go. Puerto Rico declares bankruptcy, and they have to start restructuring. And I don't think it would have happened had there not been profit potential for people. Ultimately, they're going to make money off of all of it. So anyway, that's where we're at. That's where we're here today on a Sunday. It got cool here. It was so nice. I don't think it's going to stay like that long. I think the 90s return next week. But at least we had a nice little couple-day cool down. I actually had pants and a long-sleeve shirt on all day yesterday, something that does not happen after this warm winter we had. That was a nice couple days. What other weather phenomenon or astronomy, has happened? Well, I had the astronomy program on that last show, so it has been about a month since I did a show right at the beginning of April. So yeah, three more to go. This one's almost done. Show number 1 of 4. Before July 1st. After July 1st, we'll see. We may finish out the year with another couple of shows. We may not come back to it till 2018. And we may take our time and put it to other places. My blog has been neglected over at Blogger. I guess if you kind of, you know, there's enough distractions in your life and mine than just trying to work, you know, different schedules at work and trying to maintain a second little bit of money coming in for a part-time job, at least looking for one, not so much having them, but keeping that avenue open, you know, for nights and weekends, just bring in extra money. But because I want a canoe, and you've got to have extra money to have a canoe. I forgot what time we've scheduled the next episode, but it's not going to be 6:30 in the morning. During the week it's fine, but the weekend, it's like the coffee is fading. So hopefully I haven't faded out too far on you, and I am going to have a little more coffee. I'm going to be rude. And hopefully not gulp into the microphone, but I will sip a little coffee. As we finish up the last 5 minutes of the show, I want to thank you again for listening in. I want to thank Block Talk Radio for being here, letting us host, letting us say what we think we need to say. And if you want to call in the last few minutes, you're welcome to. We are wrapping up the show, but it is 516-531-9521, and you're listening to Doc Rob Photostop here at Blog Talk Radio. So what other kind of interesting news did we run into? Not fear-based news, because That's the other thing. If you do watch a little news, and I don't watch traditional broadcast news very often, and I flip through a newspaper from time to time, look at it on the internet, and like I said, when I'm, you know, a guest at somebody's house and it's on, I might take a look at it, you know, with a nightly news or, you know, all the different versions of that, you know, 6 to 7 o'clock news hour or whatever it's called. So I'm not real interested in that format, but it's very fear-based. You know, they'll have their little fluff, you know, awe story at the end, you know. Puppy dog finds its way out of a hole, across three things of traffic to get home to the, you know, the kid that survived the well and now has, you know, cancer and is surviving that from, you know, a retired clown's contribution. You know, those kind of fluff stories. So, but now, see, speaking of clowns, you know, last year everybody was scared of creepy clowns. And, you know, it's fear-based, you know. We've taken things that should be happy or, you know, optimistic things, and we fear, and we fear space. We fear the radiation or the alien getting us, so we're not going to go anymore. You know, we fear coming up with a new way to do something or a new way to travel. So we're kind of stuck in our old ways because people make money by keeping that status quo. And the quo, what was the name of that movie that had that quote about the quo is a no-go, you know? Or I forget how it goes, but anyway, something about status quo is funny. Funny then, but at 6:30 in the morning, it's hard to remember the funnies. It's hard to even fear something at 6:30 in the morning. You're just trying to wake up. What I don't fear today, at least I'll try not to. Should be a good day. A lot of little chores. I did want to finish, and it's warming back up, so I wanted to try to finish some painting at the house and, you know, just little odd jobs. I do have the history fair to judge tomorrow, so that'll be my last time doing that. I've done, this will be the third and final. I wasn't able to do last year, but I did the previous two, and this will be number three. So just missed the one. And that'll be a nice little thing. I've got to review some more websites today. That's what I'm judging this year, the web submissions. So we'll be working on that. That'll be good fun. Good fun. But thanks again for listening in. There'll be three more shows before July 1st. So we're on our way. And yeah, coming down the last 30 seconds, it looks like. It is kind of neat how fast these shows go on the grand scheme of it. It's, you know, it is a neat hobby. The 15-minute shows fly by. And I think the next couple, or at least the next one, I believe, is a 15-minute format. Which I like, and you can take those on the road, you know, from a location a lot easier. We may do that, especially in the Dune podcast. So we're down to the last minute. Thanks again for listening in. This is Doc Ruff Photostop, a.k.a. Zach, coming to you from wonderful Tallahassee, capital city, FLA, USA. And have a great rest of the weekend. And a great week, and a good almost, well, summer is almost here, so have a great almost summer. And I will see you guys, or hear you guys, or talk to you guys and gals in the coming weeks. May 20th is show number 2. I'm not sure about June yet, but they'll be here posted and scheduled in just a few minutes. Thanks again. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.